The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM. The Bed Shakedown.
What did you say?
Bed Shakedown is the DJ.
Alex, Ma, what did you say?
Bed Shakedown is the DJ.
The Bed Shakedown.
Maybe call.
Yeah.
Red Shakedown.
Asikana ngiri zire ni tukulu. Anyamata njipangiri ni chikulu. Ngiri zire ni tumichori ya chulu. Nizamu vini rani kuri gure wa mkulu.
Red Shakedown.
Innovation and social security. Update your NAPSA details and NHS to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart, secure your future.
Feel the power.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Composition of EPZ commissioners worries opposition Democratic Union, DU, raising concerns about fairness of the 2026 polls. The Attorney General of the Republic of Zambia, Mulilo Kabesha, challenges an application seeking to suspend the ongoing recruitment process of judges for the Superior Courts. In international news, Kagame and Tshisekedi in Washington for peace talks. And in sports, human rights expert warns against possible threats ahead of FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
We sincerely apologize for the delay in the lunchtime news, as this was due to a technical fault. With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Democratic Union has raised concerns about the fairness of Zambia's 2026 general elections, raising concerns about the composition of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, as a major issue. DU President Akim Anthony Njovu questions the impartiality of the current ECZ commissioners, including Chairperson Mangala Zalumis and Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro, who are perceived to be aligned with the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Others are McDonald Chipenzi, who has also been accused of being a UPND cadre. Mr. Njovu argues that the appointment of commissioners by the president may compromise the independence of the election body. The situation, he underscored, could lead to biased electoral processes. He highlighted the need for robust dialogue and reforms to restore trust in Zambia's electoral system, adding that if next year's elections are to be deemed fair, there is need for the country and internal community to invest a lot in oversight. The Oasis Forum, civil society organizations and opposition leaders have lined together to oppose Bill 7, citing grave concerns that if approved, the proposed constitutional amendments could erode accountability and threaten Zambia's democratic governance. The coalition is therefore calling for a constitutional process that is open, inclusive and driven by the people. In the meantime, Oasis Forum chairperson Beauty Katebe, their chairperson, has called on opposition political parties to unite behind a single presidential candidate and put an end to internal strife. Speaking at a solidarity event yesterday, Ms. Katebe underscored that the effectiveness of the opposition is being weakened by the increasing trend of several candidates coming from the same political alliances. Rather than letting everyone run for president, she suggests that parties find one or two capable candidates to lead the opposition. Speaking at the same event, Acting Patriotic Front President Given Winda defended the procedure by pointing out that it required